Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert from Balance Me Coaching, and I've got Sheila Hurd with me today, and she's got a unique story of burnout. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now?
Sure. So I run a website and marketing company called Media Vandals, and our goal is actually to not just build websites, but actually help business owners learn how to, you know, kind of step back from their business, put the processes in place, get some sort of recurring revenue coming in so that they're not working all hours of the day. And they have a good sales process that keeps leads coming into their business. They have the processes in place that their staff can take those sales and deliver on whatever their service or their product is. Just get more time back in their day.
Yeah, it is. Nowadays, there's so many different kinds of systems that you can automate with, but putting them all together is the hard part. So that's what your company does.
Yeah. So we kind of take care of the boring stuff. So when you're running a business, I think a lot of people avoid putting processes in place because it's not fun. I mean, you're sitting around trying to think of everything you do to deliver a product or service and then map it out. And it's really difficult and boring. But once that's in place, you never have to do it again.
So. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
What led you to this? I understand you have a little bit of a burnout story. Don't say a little bit because I know burnout is burnout. So can you just go into your story a little bit about the burnout?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been sort of in the web and music industry since about 1996. I worked for a lot of music companies doing what I do now. And then in 2009, I decided, you know what, I'm going to give it a go on my own. Started this company and our niche was specifically the music industry, helping artists develop their careers online and speak to their fans and learn all the stuff that goes around that. And if anyone has ever worked in the music industry, you will know that musicians have no concept of time. So if they think of something at midnight, they will have no problem texting you about it. Or calling you, all of the timelines are very short. You know, even though you can plan a concert a year out, if somebody calls you tomorrow and says, I have a gig that you can play, obviously a musician's going to jump at it. Record labels were no different. They need stuff right away. They need tickets and websites and album art and all this stuff. There was never really a plan and a timeline for anything. It was funny. It was fun. Not funny. It was fun when I was younger and I was getting into concerts for free and you could brag to your friends about, you know, so-and-so musician. But when you get a little older and you start a family and you buy a house, going to a concert at 11 o'clock at night or having someone call your house at 2 a.m. isn't fun anymore. The money was not really the greatest. And when the passion goes away, you can't really work with that anymore. And it just all caught up. It caught up. I found myself pretty much snapping at everything from, you know, my husband saying, what do you want for lunch? Which is, I mean, that's not really something you should snap at, to just not even wanting to get to work anymore. In 2018, I had completely burnt out to the point where I was ready to burn it all down and walk away. And I actually somewhat did. I went and got a job at Walmart working in the produce department and left my husband to run my business. And if he wasn't here to make an attempt at running it, there probably would be no Media Vandals. So it took me probably a year of just putting produce on shelves and not thinking about work and being able to finish my shift and not think of anything to get a passion back in for doing this. So,
wow.
A little bit of a crazy story there.
It is. But it's good that you recognize that you needed to step back before you did get sick. Because a lot of people ignore that and end up in the hospital or end up with term health issues.
Yep.
So what did you put in place to help you?
While I was doing my produce thing at Walmart, I actually got an email from a group called The Next 25 in Oshawa. There's a program called Community Innovation Lab, and they wanted to do a women in business boot camp. So I decided just to give it a go to see what it was about. And it was a 3-day intensive course that led into a year long of them teaching you about burnout and putting processes in place and still niching down, but doing things that you love rather than things just for money. So being in that course gave me like a really big fire for, I want to dust this business off. I want to work with other business owners and help them put these processes in place so that they don't eventually experience burnout. And we're in 2021 now. So 3 years later, I'm happy and enjoying my business again. And I'm really aware of the signs now. So I know if I'm starting to get cranky over something, it's time to take a break, go for a walk, clear your head, read a book, not just work all the time.
Yeah, especially in the music industry, as you said, because I used to do some work in there too. And it was a 24-hour clock with a lot of demands. And it was so hard to create boundaries around that. Do you find now that you've stepped back and you've gotten back in, do you have boundaries in place to protect yourself?
I do. So I implemented a very strict 9-to-5 Monday to Friday rule. So my clients know, unless it is an absolute emergency, they are not going to hear from me outside of business hours. We also are pretty strict with our onboarding process of laying out, this is how we work with clients. This is the way we communicate. This is how you're going to hear from us. So they know right up front that if you text my cell phone, I'm not sure how you got my number, but I'm not going to respond. We have an office line. We have a project manager in place that's sort of a buffer between me and the client. And it's not for, I don't want to talk to clients. It's just you need that disconnection. Otherwise, they're just going to call you directly all the time and you can't really focus on growing your business. So we have that in place. I read The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, which I highly recommend. And I started getting up a little bit earlier every day. And rather than touch my phone first thing, I'll have a glass of water, maybe do some yoga and read a book. I also stopped bringing my phone to bed at night, which was huge. And I sleep so much better with the phone in there. I notice if the phone is in the same room as me, I want to, pick it up and play with it. If it's not there, I don't think about it.
Well, that's the thing. Everything's got a notification. So you're like, was that a text? Is that an email? I find too that we are so connected to each other now. Like for instance, if I'm working on a project and someone texts me or emails me about something else, you can't just flip the switch. You'd have to look up that file. You'd have to figure out what they're talking about, go into their work. It's not just flip the switch and do an easy answer either.
Yep. And I think that's part of the reason why we experience so much burnout in this day and age is you're never disconnected. Like Absolutely. Technology has made it that, if an employer sends you an email, they expect you to answer it because it's in your pocket.
Yeah. Which is scary.
Yeah.
So what kind of support did you get when you were in burnout?
Well, I didn't actually really tell anyone about my husband, about it, except for my husband, which I think is a huge thing. We don't talk about mental health enough, and people are still afraid to talk about their struggles. And I think it's huge that we need to talk about this. I was a little afraid to say anything to anyone. So like, I didn't even tell my clients that I had left my own business. I just went to work and he would answer them as me all day long. So he was fantastic. He really picked up the slack and kept things going. And then I talked to a friend about it, and she suggested that I get a therapist, which, again, I was a little, let's not do this kind of thing. And I think it all comes down to, you know, mental health is so taboo. But I finally went and found one, and it was probably the best thing that I did. Because having that outside perspective, even if you're not in burnout, having that outside perspective of things in your life will just completely change the way you think. So having somebody who didn't know me telling me this is what's happening and it's okay, I think I was a little more open to trying things that I probably would have shied away from if it was someone I knew telling me, because I would have been embarrassed by it.
And that's the problem too, because then we are embarrassed by it and we feel unproductive. Mm-hmm. We feel incompetent, but bottom line, we need to be kinder to ourselves.
Yeah.
And we've just pushed ourselves over the limit. And anybody working, you know, the crazy hours that you do before you go into burnout will burn out.
Yes, absolutely.
100%. It's just a matter of time.
And I think the big thing is just getting people to recognize the signs. I mean, if you're getting stressed out for stupid things like what's for lunch,
yeah,
you're probably on your way to burning out.
Yeah, you know? It is one of the steps.
Yeah.
So now I love that you've turned this around and you're helping other businesses, you know, create more structure in their business so that they're not all over the map and wasting time here and there. So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience of how they can either combat burnout or avoid burnout?
Yeah, I think, again, you know, don't bring your phone to bed with you is one. And I know it's the hardest thing in the world, but if you can go a week doing it, then after that, it's easy. Some time to read a book or listen to a podcast, listen to this podcast. I like to take, you know, half an hour to an hour out of my day and just go for a walk. You'd be surprised at what just a walk can do to help combat burnout and improve your mood. Always take some time to yourself. I think a big one is if you have a lot on your plate, look into getting a VA. And I know a lot of smaller businesses will think, well, I don't have the money to do that, but you would be surprised at how much more money you have in your pocket when you're taking off all the little things that let you focus on the bigger things.
Yes, it's wearing that CEO hat instead of all the hats.
Yeah. Even just something as simple as having somebody check and organize your emails will give you back so much time and take so much frustration off your plate. And something as simple as that can help prevent that burnout from happening.
That's wonderful advice. Because I'm actually in the process of doing that. And I just love it because sort of here is your stack of work. Here's my stack of work. Rather than bouncing back and forth and trying to do it all.
Yeah.
It's just not, it doesn't work too well.
I had a friend who was, she was going on maternity leave and she came on as my assistant. And then once she had her baby, obviously the baby takes priority. So she wasn't checking my and organizing my emails anymore. And now I'm just like, oh, I really miss not checking my email. But yeah, even that just, it freed up so much time in my day. So.
Absolutely. Well, we can wind this down. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Just, have those conversations with people. If you feel like you're stressed or something, talk to somebody, get it out. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody goes through it. Everybody goes through stress in their life. Everyone has something going on. We just need to be more aware and talk about burnout and mental health more often.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And that's the thing. We need to open that door.
Yeah.
Because as you said, everybody goes through it at some point in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sheila. Well, thank you so much for your time. It was a wonderful interview.
Thank you for having me on, Denise.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.